Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Itamar Tzvi Rafal Ben Dvorah Estel, based in the Torah of Rainer Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. More in Megillah, and Daf Yudalit on with Beis, says there were eight Nevi'im, Vehim Kohanim, that emerged from Rachav HaZona, etc. And then Reb Yehuda says, Vayter in the Gemara, even Chulda Hanavia was Mibnei Banav Shel Rachav HaZona, because it says ben tikva by Chulda, and it says it's tikva zchut hashani, and it says about Rachav in Sefer Yehoshua, tikva zchut hashani. So you see the tikva, just like tikva said in the context of Chulda, so to tikva about that she puts out the red string out of her window so they can identify her and save her. So that's the tikva, so you know that Chulda came from Rachav. So we like to understand, is this shaychus between the string, the rope, that Rachav put out the window, tikva zchut hashani, and that's going to be called, therefore her name is going to be Ben Tikva, the son of hope. Why is this? Why does this string that's called Tikva? Why does that? Why does that make her name later on be Ben HaTikva? So the Inyan would appear to be as follows: that originally Rachel was included in the Gzeirah of Lo Sechayah Kol Neshama, and because of her Maisa that she took care of the Meraglim. So she was Zoche, Latzeis Mechlal Avodan HaChayim, and she didn't lose her life. She also saved her family's life. And this Tukva Zchut HaShani afterwards was the sign that they were not to bother them, that they should be saved. And therefore, her descendant is called Ben Tikva. Kol HaMechubra El HaChayim Yesh Lo Tikva, based on Kohelis 9:4. Yerushalmi and Brachas 9, Perek Tes Sof Halacha Aleph. Anybody who's connected to life has hope. And that's Milashem Kav, a rope, a string. So you're connected to the Shar Shachayim. This Tikva, this Bitachon, is a Kav. Tikva is hope. Hope is a line that connects you to the source of life. And therefore, this string, this Kav, connected Rachav to the source of life. It became part of her essence, and she was connected through the string to life. That's the tikva, kav, the line, the hope, the string. And in this tzara of Purim, shlohes dugmasa me'olam, there was never such an example that there should be a gzera of all the Jewish people, lahashmig, laharog, la'abed, tafin noshim v'yoy mechot. Everybody killed in one day. It was the Yetziyah Mimavus L'Chaim, Megillah 14a. And in that we say in the Piyut of Shoshanas Yankov, Chuvasim Haysel L'Netzach V'Sikvasim B'chol Dor V'Dor L'Hodiyah Shekol Kovecha Lo Yevoshev Lo Yikomu L'Netzach Tikvasim B'chol Dor V'Dor. That's the Kav Shenimshach B'chol Doros Yisrael, that even though the Doros Helchum Mismatim and the Choshech is Helchum Misgaber, nevertheless, Akav loy nifsak v'holichu b'dalku l'krat ha'or ha'gadol shel ha'yom ha'gadol asher bo or chadash al tzion ta'ir v'nafochu shekol ma shenichnas akav ze yoter l'makom ha'choshech v'tzimtzum ha'or ho'lechu mitgaber ha'tikva ad shemagia l'nefach ha'kol le'or. Zot omeret, we say this in the Peter Shans Yankov, that shuasem ha'yisrael ha'netzach, their salvation was forever and their tikva was in every generation. To tell us, Shekol Koi Vecho, all those who hope, will not be embarrassed forever. Tikvasim B'chol Dor V'Dor, this hope of every generation, connects all of us together. And even though things sometimes look like they're getting worse, but we have this string of hope, this tikva, this kav, this line, that connects us to the ultimate, to the source of life, and all the way to the end, to the Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toyer, the V'nafochu, to when everyone thing is going to be transformed into light. And that's what we find by Kriyas Yamsuf, which is the Gemara Gulasim, like it says in Yerushalmi, V'mitzrim Nasim L'Krasai, and the Mitzrim were running towards the Jewish people. They were pursuing the Jewish people. But in fact, they were running towards the water. It wasn't just the Jewish people. They were going towards the water. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen, Lachris HaYomim, is that the Tzad Hara is going to be Mizgaber. There's going to be more and more darkness. And they think, oh, things are getting better. Look at how strong we are. But the Emes is, that's where their Bittul comes from. They think that the Choshech is Mizgaber, and therefore they're Mizchazik. But the Emes, they're getting close to the Acharis. They're getting close to the Yen. There's a Pasuk in Eov, in the 12th chapter of Eov, the 23rd Pasuk. Maski lagoyim vayabdim. That he makes the goyim great and then he destroys them. He's magdil, like the Methodist there says. Magdil is hanashim b'mimshala rav hum abdom. So that's what happened over here. They get stronger and stronger and stronger, and then they go down. And then they're destroyed. That's what happens, lachris hayomim. And that's what happened with the Mitzrim. They're getting so strong, they're running after us, and then boom. Shamua mimir gazun chila chazir shir palashas aznev halu aluf eyadom ele mov yechazem urat. But what did Amalek do? Everybody was afraid of the Jewish people, and Amalek jumped in. They cooled off the bathtub. Umize yatsa she'en Amalek shayach lo'to tikun ve'or shel acharit hayamim ve'en metziyuto ela b'choshech ha'omed la'akev u'la'astir at oto zman shel gilui acharit. So Amalek's job is to stop this light. That's why they get us on the derech, asher karcha b'derech. We're on the way to bringing the light, and they try to stop us on the way. Reishis goyim Amalek, they're the beginning to start fighting against the gilui of this light. V'acharisa adei oved. And it's, his end is until destruction. What's the adei? When at acharisa oved, in the end he's going to be destroyed. What's the adei? That's the whole inyan of the makom of Amalek. He's adei ad, until the end. Ad, in other words, b'derech. When we're on the derech, v'acharisoi, adei, the whole way, they're with us. They're going to try to stop us from getting to the end, the adei, the whole derech, until the end. They're trying to stop us, and in the end, they're going to be destroyed. But until we get to the tachlis, they're still around. Ad yavor amcha Hashem, ad yavor amzu kanisa. We're passing through until Achris Hayamim, and Amalek tries to stop us. Asher Karcha Baderech. Your Derech, Amalek tries to stop you. We have this Kav that starts from the beginning of our time that goes throughout all the generations, this line, this thread, and they try to be Mevatel that. But in the end, the Achris, after the Adei, he's not going to be there anymore. He's going to be destroyed. And that's Bitru Bashem Adei Ad. At kol zman and hagas adei b'trubo, adei, until then we have to have bitachon in Hashem to know that in the end things are going to be fantastic. In the Megillah it says v'ashdiya kados ki ken yosada melech lasas kirtzoin ish vo ish. The shtiya was according to law. That's the rule the king made. What everybody wants, the Gemara, Megillah 12a, ish vo ish. Mordechai v'Haman, Rashi explains that they were the Sarei Hamashke, they were the people giving out the drinks in the Suda Sachashverosh. That's Mordechai's Torah, that's his title. He's the Sarei Hamashke. He's giving out the drink. But the Pshat is that there are two musagim, there are two concepts in wine, there are two types of drinking wine. Brachas 57a, Yesho Yiseu V'tovlo V'yesho Yiseu V'ralo. Sometimes a person drinks, it's good for him. Sometimes a person drinks, it's bad for him. Sometimes you remember it. Kiddush Pesachim 106a. Yain is a zikaron. V'yesh yain shenemar alav tenus shechar la'oved v'yain l'molei nefesh yishtev yishkach reishoi. So when somebody's going to be distressed, when somebody gets the death penalty from this pasuk, you give him to drink in order that he should forget. Sometimes yain is poil zechira, and sometimes yain is poil shichicha. Mawa kovea imayain poel schira o poel shikha. Hadama mevi vashotet a yain, יש היין מגביר כוח הזיכרון, זכור את יום השבת וקדשו, זכר ליציאת מצרים. מחברו לקו, אף על פי שמתרחק מהשורש והמקור ונותן תקווה. So when you remember Shabbos, when you remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, so you drink wine, wine is magbir yekoach hazikaron, it connects you to this kav, even though we're further away from Yetzias Mitzrayim and Maase Bereishis, but sometimes wine connects you to this kav and gives tikva, it gives you this hope for the continuation. And sometimes, Hinei Anochi Holech Lamos, V'Lamos Eli B'Choyra, what do I need the Reishis for? What do I need the beginning? Forgetting about the beginning, that's Esav. Everything's going to end up stopping and we're going to die. There's no hemshech, there's no kav achayim, there's no line of life. Kol ha-mechuber al achayim yesh lo sikva. Anyone who's connected to life, like we saw based on the pasuk in Tehillim, has hope. And he says, hoylech lomus, I'm going to die. He's not connected to life. He doesn't have this kav. Sometimes wine brings you to remembering. Zechrei ol ha-yayin, tzis mitzrayim, ma'ase bereishis, and sometimes nushecha lo'oved. Give wine to one who's going to be, give beer to one who's going to be destroyed. Yayin lamari nefesh, and wine to a bitter soul. Yishtev yishkach, he will drink and he'll forget. Risho is poverty. He'll forget. Sometimes wine makes you forget. When a person is of a bitter soul, he doesn't remember. He drinks and he forgets. He doesn't see a hemshech. He doesn't see a continuation. He's not connected to this kav. And that's Esav. What do I need the Bechara for? What do I need the Reishis for? There's no Hemshech. And therefore he says, Hoylech Lamos. So such a person, Yishtev Yishkach, he forgets, he doesn't connect himself to the source. And the capital that Esther said when she went to Achashverosh, it says, Rochuk Mishuasi Divrei Shagosi, as the Gemara tells us, she said to Tehillim 22, far away is my salvation, the words of my crying out. I will call out by day and not, there's no answer. At night, there is no silence to me. Dafka bisman, even though it looks like a time, I cry out to you by day, but you don't answer. And at night, there's no quiet for me. I keep crying out, but you're still not answering. So that's what it looks like over here. Rachuk mishuasi divrei shagasi. It's not helping. Dafka, at this time where there's this gabrus of choshech. So, dafka oz. That's when you have to keep davening. Because chuasim manetzach v'sikvasim b'chodor v'dor. That their salvation is for eternity, and their tikvas in all the generations, that kav, that string, that rope that goes through all the generations, that line that goes through all the generations, that's what gives us hope. That we know we have a beginning and we know it's leading us to the end. Yemea Purim lo yavru v'zichum lo yosef mizaro. It's going to be forever Purim. And that's what the Rambam says when he talks about Purim. He says that it shows us that God answers our prayers. Who is this great nation? God is so close to them. But we see from Purim that Hashem answers our prayers. And even though at times it doesn't seem like there's an answer and things are so dark, but we know that after the darkness, there's always this great light. So, it's Hashem. We should be zeicha to see this light, b'mehera v'yameinu, and see Yeshua's v'nechamas. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.